What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. Booyah! It's Friday. Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. What a week it's been. Thank you for the testimonies, the emails, the comments. You can hit me up on our Facebook page, Pastor James Levesque, Twitter, James_Levesque, Instagram's the same. I love hearing the stories, where you're listening from, where you are. We're going to call this one Fearing Disapproval. Fearing Disapproval. I am shocked at how many people care not only about the opinions of others, but they live in a fear of letting someone down in disappointment. I've been amazed at watching some of you can't even put a Facebook status up because you have to read it. It's like paralysis by analysis. You're so scared of how something's going to lay on someone or how it's going to be interpreted. I find young preachers. Come on, I'm like Uncle James now. I find young preachers. I tell them all the time, man, who cares? What are you doing? If you hear from God, you speak what God has given you. You don't look in the crowd or look around at everybody else to think of what they're going through and how this relates to them. That's ridiculous. But I was late to the party of realizing that people just flat out fear, man. They fear. Some of your families have cultures of overanalyzing. Cultures of overanalyzing. For what? A herd mentality? That's bizarre. If you try to please everybody, you're going to please nobody. And ultimately, if you live in fear to somebody else's opinion, then you are imprisoned to them. I don't think it's a gift I have that you don't have. I really don't, honestly. I mean, please. God just graced me with not caring. I love people. Trust me, more than you'll ever know. Phone calls late at night, meetings throughout the night. Man, I make myself available. The churches we're planning around the world, everything we're doing in Connecticut. West Hartford Fire Night's coming May 18th, by the way. I make myself available. I love people. I don't love them enough to sit there and wonder what they're going to think about me and my words. It's not that I don't care about everyone's opinion. Because the men of God I put in my life, I really do care because I want to grow and learn, right? I subjected myself to authority. I care what my wife thinks, of course. I really do. My friends, to a degree, you know? But I've never in my life wondered about something that I've said, ever. People come up to me, it's unbelievable. Hey, man, you know, you said this on the podcast, and? Hey, you remember when you said this? No, I don't, actually. But if you wouldn't think as hard about the things you say, maybe you'll get more accomplished. Because look, where is it coming from? There's not this venomous thing in my heart against people and God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that hard about it. I love God with all my heart. Are you kidding me? I give my life for the Holy Spirit. This podcast is after I've spent my own time with the Lord. My own devotions that you'll never know. Like, this is my life, man. You think I'm just going to get on a microphone and just say a bunch of things out of my flesh? Come on, guys. Stop giving so much power to people's opinions. Preachers I know, man, they're so image conscious. I got to protect the image. What image, bro? If somebody gets within an inch of you, they're going to see how jacked up you are. What image? You a snaggletooth dude. What image, man? What are you protecting? Stop. Just stop. There is no image. You realize we're all here to please one? Just one. When you subject yourself to other people's opinions, you live in a prison. I'm going to ask you a question after the break. And your answer to it is going to tell me a lot about you. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about fearing disapproval. And here's the question I need to ask you about this. How do you define your worth? How do you define your worth? Because the truth is, the people or the persons that you, maybe you ascribe the most authority to define who you are and what you're worth and what you should do and how you should do it, is going to be the person you fear the most. Because it's the person's approval that you want the most. And some of you have stopped being you. Quite frankly, you're trying to please people so much that you've lost yourself. Man, I can't respect that. Where did you go? I'm about to put you in a milk carton. You've been missing. Some of you don't even know what it would feel like to be free and to think for yourself and to be bold and to have biblical opinions. And I'm not talking about being loud and arrogant. Man, don't get over your 80s, man. This ain't the 80s. Stop with your old thinking. We live in a different day, guys. Free speech, free thought. And if you're a Christian, it's even more beautiful because you just throw it through the Bible and the cross and the Lord, but be free. Don't live in fear on everybody else. I don't even know who you are. All because you want approval. You know who I want approval from? God. I want His approval. I want to please God alone. I want Him to take pleasure in my life. And I know He does. But I'm going to tell you what, I want Him. God is everywhere. He doesn't manifest everywhere. I want Him to manifest everywhere in my life. I want to live right. I want to do right. I want to think right. I want to speak right. I want to do everything, but I want to please Him. And you know what God loves? He loves boldness. He loves truth. He loves being fearless, right? Anything to do with fear. Fear is the demon's form of faith. God has faith. The devil has fear. That's the same exact thing. It manifests the same. It does the same things to you in different, complete opposite spectrums. But so many people live in fear today of how something's going to feel. And we live in this like weird, and then this fear of disapproval has turned into like this overcompensation to be liked. What's popular? Because that's what I want to say on Facebook to people like me. What is a good picture to put up? Because I just want to know what people, who cares what people like? You think I care what you like? No, because I'm not here feeding you every day what you want to hear. I could have made that podcast. I'm here telling you what God wants you to hear. And I realize that not every day we like the subjects. It's okay. We need them, right? My son takes medicine or takes some weird jacked up elderberry concoction that Courtney made. Look, I don't care if he likes it or not. He has to eat it, dude. This is like, it's for your health. You think if I wake up and I'm just like, Isaac, I want you to like me, so we're going to have M&Ms all day. What am I going to do with this kid? I'd be like the worst parent ever. You'd be calling the authorities on me. Sometimes you just got to be honest, friends. And I think if you can learn to be true to yourself and you can learn to be honest, you're not going to live in fear to everybody around you. The book of Proverbs says in chapter 29:25, the fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe. I'm telling you that the fear you have is actually a trap. And to be very honest, most of you are probably in the trap. You don't have to be loud to be bold. You don't have to be an outgoing personality to be bold. Honestly, inner strength is the greatest trait. But are you truthful? Are you honest? I'm not talking about honest in the devil's sake. I'm not talking about going around calling people names and being, no, please. That's not attractive. Are you honest about the Lord? Do you stand your ground on principles that matter? Or are you looking over your shoulder every few minutes because you want to still be liked? The day I gave up being liked, I became loved. The day I gave up trying to please everybody, you know, I'm not conscious of it. I'm not worried about it. If you're going to be effective in this world, then you're going to be judged by people in the gray. I'm going to leave you with this. If you're going to be a leader and you're going to do great things for God, there is a cost you're going to pay, and it's going to be the cost of misunderstanding. It's one of the greatest prices you pay as a leader is the cost of misunderstanding. And I love the Lord. He knows my heart. Look, when you're wrong, you say sorry and move on. But you will be misunderstood by people if you do anything for God. So today, fear Him. Because the final truth I'm going to give you is you obey the one you fear the most. And if it's God, then He's the one we're going to obey. So Father, today, we thank You for Your faith. We thank You for power at work in our lives. And today, God, we declare, we charge again, we declare that we fear You and we obey You. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank You today. Come on, friends, listen, have a wonderful weekend. It's going to be amazing. We'll see you Monday. Again, you've been rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.